Four children crowd enthusiastically around University of Delaware librarian Lauren Wallace as she opens a book called Commotion in the Ocean.
Commotion in the Ocean.
Why is that commotion in the ocean?
We're going to find
commotion
out.
Commotion in ocean, why?
Let's see. Under the wide open seas by the algae trees, groupers live in their coral garden, where no fish ever felt barred in. The groupers swam and fed on little prey fish.
Minutes later, Wallace finishes the book, and she asks the children a couple of questions.
So what was the main problem in the story? So either there was not enough food for both the lionfish and the groupers, or the lionfish was mean to everyone else. Which one was it?
He was mean to everyone.
So raise your hand if you think it was there wasn't enough food for the lionfish and the groupers. Okay. And what about the lionfish was mean to everyone else?
The book is the product of a course launched by University of Delaware professors this past semester called Science Through Storybooks. It married three subjects, science, art, and psychology, to create storybooks out of dense research on invasive fish called lionfish. One book was about how lionfish are unique predators. Another looked at how lionfish invade a nursery reef and cause it to have too much algae. UD marine scientist Danielle Dixon is one of the professors who taught the course.
It's really important when you do science that you are able to communicate it to the general public. That lets people know what you're doing and why it's important and why it affects them.
She's had a vested interest in communicating science through storybooks ever since she went to Fiji to study coral reefs. While there, she noticed some of the children were littering, so she wrote a book about a shark that ate a soda can and got a stomach ache, and read it to them to help them understand how littering affects sea life. That sounds easy, but Dixon says simplifying science is actually pretty daunting, particularly when the audience is young children.
I think the real challenge is making sure that you keep the science but have a background story that doesn't distract from the science. That can be much more difficult, and that's just trial and error, really.
Marine science major Taylor Tewksbury says explaining concepts to kids is a great place for scientists to start learning how to communicate about their research.
If you can explain it to someone who's like 3, 4, 5, 6 years old, then you can really know that you have mastered the information and you can really explain it to anybody.
Anybody, like 3-year-old Sam Grotti, who was at the reading last Thursday night.
What have you learned from the story?
I only learned one thing about lionfish.
Okay, what was it
and
that
what
you learned?
Was it that you learned?
Because of their spines. They sting.
They sting?
Taking the books for a test spin is useful since this is the first time UD offered the course. Dixon says it seems like most children could follow the stories and, for the most part, correctly answer questions about the content. But any tweaks to the course will have to wait. It was built this semester using a nearly $11,000 grant. They don't have the funding to offer it again in the fall, but Dixon says they want to bring it back in the future, if money can be found. In the meantime, she'll share what she learned teaching the course with her UD colleagues this summer, hoping to help them discover ways to make communicating about their work child's play. Katie Pikus, Delaware Public Media.